If you look at your social media feeds, how many of your friends are rather forthcoming about their aches and pains and experiences with illness? Maybe they also share that they ate too much, drank too much, forgot to take their medicine. Now, what if healthcare providers had access to all of this info? Raina Merchant from the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine has just conducted a research study on how much patients would be willing to share and what it could tell providers. Raina, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much.
So for this study, people who were coming to the ER were asked if they would allow access to their social media sites, right?
Exactly. So we were really interested in all of the information that people post online all the time, when you go to your Facebook and post something, when you tweet, when you upload a photo. And we wanted to see if patients would be willing to open up their social media accounts and share that information for the purposes of building a health research database. Really important in this process was that we wanted to link this data with information from their medical record. We wanted to be sure we could validate the data from their social media with things that were actually documented in their health records.
How many patients did you ask and what did they say?
We asked several thousand patients, and what we found is that of patients who do have social media, who used either Facebook or Twitter, many of them were actually willing to share both that data and their health records. So we found that over 70% of the people who had social media were willing to share that data and their health records.
Did that surprise you?
We were surprised. We thought that people would have more questions about those linkages. But interestingly, when we asked people, they said, I think that's actually interesting that my social media data may say something about my health. I didn't realize that. And they understood that in sharing this information, it wouldn't be an immediate feedback that they would receive, but that rather that this could contribute to a scientific database that could tell us a lot of things about a lot of people's health. And so people were interested in sort of being on the ground level and understanding and contributing to this science project.
So did you friend them on Facebook or follow them on Twitter?
Absolutely not. So for this project, we were very clear about we didn't want to interfere with people's normal sort of behaviors on their online platforms. So I work with folks in the computer science department who developed a specific app that would allow us to retrieve the information from their social media posts. And we had a process in place so they could see the information that we were going to receive. And we also made it very easy for them to remove the app at any time so that we would no longer have access to their data.
And what did you learn?
We had over 12 million words to analyze at the end of our several-month study. And so of these 1,000 patients, we had about 12 million words. Some of the information is very explicit. So patients may write about, oh, I feel like my asthma is acting up today, or, oh, I forgot to take my medication for my diabetes. Some of the information is a little bit more subtle, where patients may be posting about not going to work today, or that they feel like something is different, but they're not quite sure what it is, or they're posting about not wanting to hang out or talk to people or engage with people in the way that they normally would. And so our interest is in trying to understand how these differences over time may reveal things about their health.
All of this is very new, but in the future, what could you see this doing for you as a physician? How could this be helpful to you?
So I think the real opportunity in this data is, again, in being able to look at patterns across what lots of people actually post. And for a physician to use this information, it has to be both actionable and interpretable. I think in the course of my day, if I'm seeing patients, if I were to have a regular stream of their Facebook posts or I was constantly getting their Twitter messages, that probably wouldn't be helpful for me or for the patient. Nor is it clear that patients would want their physician to see that information. I think the real opportunity is, can we find new sort of patterns in this information that might tell us about onset of disease or disease progression that we could then use to provide tailored or targeted messages in a very personalized way for patients?
Could there be a future where we have perhaps a health coach who is our friend on social media and who tells us, hey, nice job with that lunch? Or
I think exactly. I think that would be really exciting. I think the opportunity is for the information that we're sharing to actually come back to us. And either we decide, oh, I realize that I'm posting more pictures of incredibly salty foods, or I haven't posted about exercising and I used to do that all the time. And either we get the message back and we can say, I want to do something about that, or your network gets a message and says, it seems like this person isn't posting in their usual amount, and we can actually send them a message to check in. Or actually, the social media platform could take a role in providing resources to patients. I oftentimes see ads on the side of my Facebook page based on something that I just did. I'd actually like to see something that's really targeted and that could help me manage my health, potentially an access to a resource or a list or something that could be particularly useful besides just sort of product or targeted marketing in that way.
Raina, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.